to something else, or did it just that was go away?
That was like the very beginning of UPN.
Yeah, early. Yeah. Vibe talk show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, Sinbad.
Yeah, I used to watch Vibe.
Yeah, dude, me too, man. Yeah. On an old-ass TV, one of those TVs with the knobs, yo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember him doing a bit one time about, like, about how, like, sad people, they just got their dog, and it's like, you know, me and my, I was like, just me and my dog, and I was, like, hanging out with my dog at the time, and I was like, get out of here.
You made your dog go away? Yeah. Oh,
no. Dude, I was being owned by Sinbad.
Oh, this is one of those Sinbad crews. Remember he used to do the HBO? It was like a special, but it was like a cruise?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was like
I've watched a lot of his comedy specials.
Yeah, it was like the Sinbad like Caribbean comedy jam or some shit. And it was
his pants get higher and his earrings get longer with every fucking comedy special.
Because he has more money.
Yeah, right. He's just walking out, just fucking waving, and his fucking giant earrings bashing underneath his fucking chin.
That's at least it's like he had to pick a look. You know, I feel like people these days, it's just sort of like, oh, now I'm going to wear a suit.
He also does not get the respect he deserves as a stand-up comic.
He's great.
He was great, yeah. Although he has like one special where the whole thing is about like the 70s.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How, like, shit was different in the 70s. He's like, ooh, I tell you, in the 70s, remember, you used to be able to just get hit by a car. It's like, I don't think that was ever the case. The physics like of people's bodies were different.
Wait, like, you used to be able to be like to survive a hit by a car?
Play outside.
Yeah, yeah. Play outside.
You get hit by a car and you get up.
You get up.
It could be worse in the 70s.
Steve Harvey did a similar. He had like that same kind of like fucking. He has one special where he's talking about, fellas, remember when you was younger, you just took a piss, and now you're older and you urinate. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I feel like this is like
some weird language distinction, and that's like how comedy works.
Yeah, because like if you talk about memory, it's so malleable. You can just do whatever you want with it. You can just be like, hey, remember back in the day when you used to love your parents, and now it's sort of like, I don't know.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, yeah.
Now you only affectionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. No, that's it. That's exactly how it works. First of all, no one urinates. No one says, excuse me, I have to go
urinate real quick.
Well, fellas, remember, you just took a piss. He stumbles on that joke, too. I love that Steve Harvey bit. You ever see that one where he's talking about like, Iraq or whatever?
I don't know. It wasn't Kings of Comedy.
No, it was much later. It's like another. It's like a newer special. He's talking about Iraq. And he's like, send me over there. Shit. You know, like, you don't want to do that. I get there immediately, you know, I'm trying to remember how the bit goes, but it's something like, hello, balada. You know, he's like doing like a Arab voice, and he's like, cack, 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 cack. You know, he's like, I don't care. Men, women, children, I don't care.
Oh, shit. And then no.
And he's like,
what?
He's like, yeah, sneak up on me. I'm too scared. You can't fucking. He's like, none of them. And it's like, immediately I hear, and he's like, cack, cack, cack. Oh, Lord, Steve Dunn shot the baby. And he's like talking about murdering babies in Afghanistan.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn.
No, he had some
great
fire fucking takes on his specials.
That's so funny.
That's straight up hot fries there. That's Andy Katz.
His Michael Vick bit. Let a man kill some dogs.
Just let him.
Yeah.
I feel like it's okay when he
my
says
God.
It, you know?
Yeah, dude, I remember like my mom used to try to get me to dress like Steve Harvey. Like when I first
beat up.
When I first told him I was doing stand up, I was just, you know, I was like going out and whatever, fucking basketball shorts, just you know, whatever.
You didn't discover the backpack.
Yeah, you know, this is backpack era, and one day she was like, "You going out in that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she was like, and then I don't know how it came up, but she was like, you know what? You should dress more like him. Like, we was looking at Steve Harvey, and she was like, yeah,
looking
you?
At the picture of Steve Harvey on the kitchen table.
Yeah, she's like, why don't you? And I was like, fuck, man, no. Yeah. And then, but recently I talked to my mom. She's not a Steve Harvey fan anymore, so I'm glad we came full circle.
She found out he has a t-shirt.
Yeah.
She saw a picture of him wearing sandals.
It was like, oh, no. Yeah, no, I guess, you know, just old, bald Steve Harvey's a sucker, basically. That's just the that's the Johnson family stance.
His fake Lego Snap-on high top.
Dog, that literally nothing made me sadder than finding out that that high top was fake.
Yeah.
For any amount of time. That's like, dude, that's like the standard of black haircuts.
Yeah.
We like, dog, that his, yo, Steve Harvey's lineup is... It's got to be lasered on. We used to think it was plastic surgery.
I used to watch his sitcom all the time.
Dog, that shit was funny.
Yeah.
Dude. Well,
it was funny because Cedric was on it.
Yo, Cedric is the bet. Once again, me and my mom said the same shit the other day. You should have been in the car with us.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I watched it for Cedric.
Yeah.
I was like, Cedric, me too, mom.
Cedric was great on it.
Dog, he was so good. I remember.
I love the white character on the show, Bullet Head.
He just had a bullet in his head.
Yeah. He's like a mentally retarded white guy who had a bullet in his brain.
Yeah, the bit was that he was in high school for 6 years. Yeah, yeah. That was the whole bit.
Yeah. Wait, damn, Mr. Hightower. Like a fucking moron. Which is very funny. It's like to cast like a black... That's the thing that's missing in all these like conversations about representation on TV or whatever. It's like, we got to have more minority representation. It's like... Okay, but would you settle for just having like a humiliating white character on the show? Because it's funnier that way.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
I got to hand it to him.
Right.
Bullethead was, that was Emmy. That was Emmy worthy shit.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's very funny to me.
My favorite character was Cedric's wife, LaVita Alizé Jenkins.
Yeah.
She was the best. Just because that was like, that was their vehicle for like, just like hood names.
Yeah.
Like she always had a relative. She had a cousin named Nokia. You know what I mean? Like that was always a bit.
Yeah.
Pretty good. She had a half black, half Hawaiian cousin named Kinko. He's like a gay hairdresser.
That's funny that they would mock those names on their own show. I guess Steve Harvey has a normal name. I could see him. That's his like pull up your pants is don't
Steve
be
Harvey
named,
pretty
don't be named Nokia.
I don't even think it's like don't. I don't know. I mean,